Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
Hello, this is PHP BB Weekly co-host Douglas Bell with a brief message before the show begins. As you know, PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. And the folks in charge of the Tech Podcast Network are also the folks in charge of the annual People's Choice Podcast Awards. Nominations for these awards just opened up today, as of when I'm saying this, and will close in a few weeks at the end of the day on Tuesday, September 30th. They are now looking for people to nominate their favorite podcasts for this award, and although we know it's kind of a long shot, we thought we'd mention if you'd be interested in nominating PHP BB Weekly for the People's Choice Podcast Award. We'd love for you to, you know, mention this. This is a great way to help us promote the show and, you know, give us a little chance. And we know it's probably kind of a long shot, but we'd love for you to do that if you'd be interested. The website for that is podcastawards.com. And if you'd like to nominate PHP BB Weekly in the technology science category, and maybe even like the People's Choice category or Best Produced category, you can do those. Make sure you're following the rules correctly. And of course, even if you don't want to nominate us, per se, certainly take some time to go over to the Podcast Awards website and nominate your favorite podcasts in all the various categories. It should be very interesting to see how this year's awards turn out. And we thought, you know, let's throw our hat in the ring and see if we might have a chance at getting nominated. So the website for that is podcastawards.com. We hope you'll take some time to go check the site out and nominate your favorite podcasts. And if we're lucky enough, perchance, to get nominated, although I'm not placing any bets on it, we'll be sure to let you know on the show. All right, thanks for listening, and here's episode 78 of PHP BB Weekly. Enjoy. Welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 78 for Saturday, September 13th, 2008. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast that talks all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. It is also probably the hardest podcast title to pronounce on the internet. Anyways, give me a sense of horror. Laugh at my jokes.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell.
And I'm your other co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life. I was going to introduce myself as someone else, but I thought I might throw Douglas off by introducing myself as myself for a change.
No, you actually didn't. I presume that you're too tired to figure something else out. I kind of sprung the show on you. Yes. So one thing we'd like to mention, just kind of do a little somber moment, I've been tracking, during hurricane season, I get very addicted to following reports and stuff like that and watching things like that. And, of course, this morning, Hurricane Ike hit in the Gulf Coast part of Texas, Galveston, Texas, and is now heading over Houston and on its way to Dallas. It actually struck me that this time a year ago, you were in Dallas living there, if I recall correctly, David.
Yes, I was, yeah. Exactly this time a year ago. Yeah. So
if you were still there, I don't think we'd be doing a show today. Unless you were somewhere else.
By the time it gets that far inland, you're usually just down to a pretty bad thunderstorm.
Not this one. They're saying it's staying pretty strong. It's still category one. It's probably not going to get down to tropical storm strength until this afternoon. So, yeah, wow. It's hitting pretty hard. Of course, there's a few team members down there. We're keeping on our prayers today. Patrick, also known as Knox Wizard, who is a support team member. He's right down on the coast, down where the eye wall hit. Yeah. Nearby, in Austin, is Jim Terrafrost, who is a MA team member. And also... Mm-hmm. Our good friend Dave Rathbund, who's a moderator team member, is up in Dallas right now where the storm is heading. So we're definitely keeping them in our thoughts today.
So doesn't And Google Maps have the, like, a, yes, they do. Track the hurricanes. This is cool.
Oh, they have that on Google Maps?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Well,
try it.
I've never gone to the home page of Google Maps, because now I got a little...
Maps.google.com, and then on the left side, it says to track the hurricanes.
Wow.
Hurricane season. Ike.
It's new. But the only...
There's the cone.
Yeah.
I thought they actually showed, like, a weather... Like a weather version, but I can't seem to find it.
You can go on weather.com and stuff, or just go straight to the source and go on to the National Hurricane Center. You know. But yeah.
Yeah.
Something to keep an eye on. So, what do we think about that? But we're going to move on to today's meat of the show. First, by going through our usual bit of housekeeping. PHP BB Weekly is a live podcast that we do every Saturday. And if you're listening live right now, you can feel free to join us. You can call in with the number 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. And if you have comments or things you want to let us know, you can do that. There's also our awesome chat room, which interestingly enough, they were observing that it always started out very small. But like 10 minutes after the show starts, everybody comes into the chat room. So... Rui Torres in the chat room, yes, calling in is free. Everything is free. The software is free.
Calling in is free.
Maybe not long distance charges, which you may have to deal with, or Skype out, whatever you're doing.
Listening to us might not be free in that case.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. And of course, our website, phpbbweekly.net, for our episodes and other things as well. And, of course, our sponsor, as always, is GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold an online meeting from your computer so that everyone can log on to GoToMeeting.com. During your conference call, they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen so you can show them what you're trying to talk about, even if you can't be physically next to them. And so if you can get more done in less time without the hassle of driving or flying, if you'd like to give that a try, check out their free 30-day trial by going to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. We thank them for their support. So the first thing we're going to talk about, David, is something that you mentioned to me yesterday. We didn't actually tell anybody what we're going to talk about today, because we didn't really know until just last night. So,
all right, well, that's fairly typical of us.
No, we're usually a bit better than that. More often we can get something out. We'll see.
We usually get together like 10 minutes before the show starts.
No, we're not that bad. We get a general idea of what we're going to talk about ahead of time, and then the actual show notes I do like an hour before the show starts. I think a modern style of the week an hour before the show starts. And
good for you. I wake up 10 minutes before the show starts.
Unless we're like planning something out, when I might do it a little more ahead of time. Or if you guys have suggestions, then we might do stuff like that. You know, we sort of throw it together unless you guys have comments for us. So if you have things you'd like to talk about, let us know. It'll help us. However, what we're going to start talking about is something that I could not find on the forums, but you claim this is true. About ModX 1.2.1 being released.
Yeah, actually, the XSLR is updated to 1.2.1.
This is just for the XSL, or?
Well, it's the XML and the XSL. They'll both show the new version numbers, and you know, mostly the XSL has changed. And if you go to the ModX site on phpbb.com, if you download it, you'll notice it's 1.2.1 already. It hasn't been announced quite yet, so we're a little premature on that, but it has actually been released because it's on there.
Mm-hmm. So anything significant new? Obviously, it's like a point-point release, so probably not.
Yes. Well, mostly it's bug fixes from the 1.2 release. As you probably know, or whoever, if you are familiar with the changes in 1.2, or if you mess with 1.2 at all, then you probably know of a couple of the bugs that were in there, some changes that were made and stuff like that. So this is sort of the bug fix within 1.2. Let's see, a couple things that I noticed real different when I downloaded the XSL. The changes are now collapsible. So, like, if you're done with a specific change, you can click hide, and it will collapse those changes. So you just see the so it kind of helps you keep track of which changes you've made and which changes you still have left to go in the Mod X. So that's kind of nice. Collapsible mod history.
Okay.
So you know how you have the change log, which can sometimes be very long on on some mods. You can just click hide on that, and it hides all of that. Also, it's
Did when I was doing mods that started getting with very very long change logs, because I love change logs being very very detailed. Is I actually ended up moving it into a separate file because it was getting so long. So that's a nice idea.
Yeah. Well, the change logs, of course, they're collapsible, but also the mod details itself, you know, like the mod title, description, the version number, you know, which version of PHPBB it works on, that sort of stuff. It was all separated in 1.0 in separate little blocks. Mm-hmm. So you had your entire, what they call, above the page fold taken up by just the mod details itself.
Yeah.
So now what we've done is we've combined that all into basically one block, so you can see mod title, mod description, mod version, various information like that.
Is there a demo of this somewhere? Is there a demo of this somewhere?
Yes, I think so. If you go to I've just downloaded the XSL, so I've been looking at it on my local host, but you should be able to see it if you go to the modification section /mod X, and then there should be a sample file. Let's see if we can find it. Sample mod X file.
Oh, I went to that once. There we go.
Okay, yeah, there it is. Sample-30-121.xml. So you could see, there you have the title, description, version, installation level, installation time, author notes. Author notes is moved up from down below.
Good, I like that. Author notes is usually the most important part of the of the mod file, other than, of course, the actual installation.
Yeah. So we moved that up, and so grouped everything into about this mod, the author details, username, all that stuff.
I have not looked at this since the very first time the XSL for PHP for the Olympus version of the XSL went out. So I haven't looked at this in a long time. I just noticed this additional ModX files, that looks quite cool.
Now, a lot of these changes that I'm talking about are actually changes in 1.2, not necessarily 1.2.1. It's like the grouping of everything is changes in 1.2. The hiding of things like your change log is 1.2.1 now. You're supposed to be able to hide it, but I don't see the hide button on this particular example. But if you go down to the changes down below, or the actual edits, you'll see a hide button on the bottom right corner of that particular box, and you can click that, and it hides it.
Edits?
It collapses it.
Oh! Under each box.
Yeah. So like you see, you have the text defined, hide that. If you're done with that particular edit, you can do the next one, hide that one, hide.
Keep this hiding. Is optional if you want, so you can sort of control what you're looking at.
Yeah, so what that helps is, for example, if you're, if you have a mod that has like 20 edits and you're trying to perform those edits, and after a while you're like, oh, which one did I do and which one didn't I do? You can just hide the ones that you did as you're doing them. So, yeah, trying to make it a little bit more user-friendly. Some of the buttons have changed now. Start, of course, is S. Then going, scrolling up is instead of the up arrow. Mm-hmm. Through the code blocks, mm-hmm. instead of the up arrow, now it's W. Instead of the down arrow, now it's X. So now and the reason we did that is a lot of people are like, I lost the functionality of my arrows, So change it to W and X.
Wait, what's W and X? I'm sorry. It looks like it's the less than and greater than buttons that you use.
I don't know. I hadn't used those before.
I don't know. I'm looking at the sample.
Oh, yeah. The less than greater than buttons will work.
Yeah, that's what they show on here. But, yeah.
Yeah, and so also the W and X buttons will also do that.
Okay. So you're giving on a couple of options. That's good.
Yeah. And see, it used to be the up and down arrows, and a lot of people were like, hey, I can't scroll up or down.
Yeah.
Notice that. So now you get your up and down arrows back.
These and of course, some people never use those because now I've got this great scrolling trackpad, so I'm used to.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But sometimes it helps. Actually, I think it used to be where if I used the scroll wheel, it would actually scroll through the code blocks instead of actually scrolling through the page. It was kind of weird. I think. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just me, but. So, all right. So anyway, and then also if you scroll up to the actual files that you have to edit. Oops. Let's see where are these. Files to edit. That would be up here. Okay, files to edit. It links down to that particular file edits.
Mm-hmm.
So you can click on that, and it jumps down to those edits. So those files are linked. Now, additional Modex files, of course, that was a change in Modex 1.2. It shows all the additional Modex files. Mm-hmm. And so then you can jump to the next Modex file just from there.
I saw that. The demo has one for the SubSilver 2 versions.
Yeah. And you know, especially for the Modex files that will have all kinds of alternate languages. You know, like, I validated one mod that had 11 other languages. And so, of course, you have 11 Modex files.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I also like, and I'm sorry if I never noticed this before, that select all thing for the code. That makes makes it a heck of a lot easier to select this. Because I remember back when the very first version of Modex came out, it was the SubSilver version for PHP BB2, and they put these code things in like their own text boxes, something like that. And boy, was it so much harder to select this stuff from the web browser than it was in the old text template. And that's actually the main reason why whenever I installed Modex mods, I went into the source code and used that to install the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So much better.
Yeah, that's actually been there for a while. That's not a new change, but that is certainly a nice feature in Modex for ProSilver is what that was. The ProSilver XSL did that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I think that's about it, really. So you have the collapsible mod.
The suggestion I'd make about the collapsible ones is the only thing that's kind of awkward is when you hide them. The only thing you see is the word show, so there's no kind of identification thing. And I know and I understand there's a hard way to do it, but I think what would be good is if you guys had like some kind of a toggle to show or hide all of the boxes for a particular file, like for this sample one, everything in here edits index.php. If there could be like a thing you could click to automatically open or hide every single box in index.php, so if someone forgets something or they want to go back, they don't have to click on show.
I'm not sure it is going to be grouped under each file. So I mean, you can tell it's like you have three files there. You can tell which ones are show and hide under each particular file. It doesn't hide the file name. The problem with trying to give you a sample of what exactly is in there is in. Unless you actually just showed the comment there, doesn't really make.
That's what I was thinking after seeing that. But I think that like if someone felt the need to have to reopen all of the instruction boxes within a particular file, sometimes single files have like 10 or so instruction boxes, and they have to go to show, click on all those show links to get them all open. If you had like a single thing to toggle them for a particular file, just an idea.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, we're always open to feedback. So, if mod authors have ideas. One of the things that I did ask on the boards the other day was I wanted to know what tags mod authors or what functionality via tags mod authors would like to use. That would be optional for the next version, obviously.
Yeah,
it's like we have all these various tags and options in the current Modex. We want to know what features mod authors might like as optional features in the next Modex that would make it, number one, easy for auto installers like Blinky, and there's a few others out there, or for, installation scripts and whatnot. So,
David, I'm going to interrupt you with a bug report for this Modex. Because of how you have W and X set up to go left and right, I can't close my tab doing Command W.
Yes, I noticed that as well. So some people have, I wasn't going to mention it, but I was going to see if you could find it out on your own.
I'm trying to close the tab. Yes.
Yes, that's the one little curse to using the W button instead of the arrow button. So now it's like, okay, well, you know, arrows or W, we'll just keep working. Keep working around the keyboard until we find something. Actually, I think the less than greater keys might be just the keys to go with.
I think so.
If you ask my opinion, but, you know, I don't know.
If you're using X, then you can't, no one can do cut. And if you use Z, you can't do an undo. And boy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, even, you can't, not that you'd need to do cut, I mean, because your main keys are going to be C and V, copy and paste.
Yeah, yeah.
And not that you necessarily have to undo anything, so you don't necessarily...
Sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah, no, sorry. Well, you know what? A lot of these changes are primarily thanks to Ken, Prime Halo, for joining the mod team and dealing with this stuff. He's the ModX guy. That's really one of the primary reasons why we invited him. And so anyway, this is pretty much as a result of his hard work.
Good. Good to know.
And... Yeah, and of course, the changes from 1.2, the 1.2 ModX release was, of course, a Jelly Donut primarily, and Francis, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have somebody sort of dedicated to upkeeping ModX
and stuff. So you were talking about the ideas for tags, for the XML tags for ModX.
Yeah, what about them?
You said you were going to talk about possible optional tags.
No. Oh, yes. Well, basically, we want to know from mod authors what would be a good tags to add. Like, let's say you add a tag purge cache in there so that it would just automatically purge cache. Obviously, you'd still have stuff like that in the DIY instructions so that if people just looked at the instructions and performed all the changes from the instructions, you know, then they could still do that. But then you might have a tag in there, so for automated installations, it would automatically purge the cache when everybody's done with the edits.
Well,
or you might have
the question of, I think you start to talk about like how far do you go? Like, there are some things that you kind of want to have users doing by themselves, like doing the change mods on files when you're changing something from like 644 to 666 or something.
Actually, that is actually one of the tags that I think would be kind of cool to add because
interestingly enough, I had asked about one time when I was on the mod team, I had that idea and I posted a thing in the secret forum asking about that. And Eric had responded saying that that's not going to happen because that's a kind of a security thing and they want the individual installers to be able to do it themselves.
Well, first of all, yes, mostly. Obviously, that kind of DIY instruction is still going to be in there.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay that if you do put a tag in there it'll be like chmod something, especially because we have a function now in PHPBB that will automatically do a chmod.
Oh, okay. That's new.
That is a new change. That's in 3.0.3 dev, so it's currently in SVN, but it'll be released with 3.0.3. But yes, so
things have changed in almost 3 years.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of it also is that, you know, we want to go, okay, we want to get to the point where everything could be done automatically through an automator like Blinky or like something else, like some other installation program, so that, you know, you don't have to, you know, do everything manually. That's kind of one of the last downsides of PHPBB right now is that mod installations are done manually, whereas some of these other bulletin board software is all automatic and hooks and all that good stuff. But
and so you guys are trying to get this to as much of an automatic system as you can. It's still not a plug-in type system. It's still a modification system. But it seems like you guys are trying to get closer and closer to a plug-in type system without getting there.
We don't want to, you know, go completely plug-in. Obviously, there's some plug-ins, as we've discussed before, but we don't want to go just completely plug-in, hooks.
Plug-in like WordPress type plug-in.
Right, yeah. No, we're not going to go completely that way. Obviously, that kind of decision is not up to the mod team anyways. That'd be up more to the developers, you know, because it's implementing hooks and whatnot.
If they made it plug-ins, boy, could you imagine changing the name of the mod team to the plug-in team?
I think it would still be modifications because, I mean, you have plugins. I mean, your plugins are things like the search, the CAPTCHA, the auth plugins. You have the what else? The ACM modules, which are plugins. you know, things like that. So you have plugins right now for PHPBB, and certainly I imagine 3.2 will be even more pluggable, if you will. But it's not going to be just everything, every little function is hooked. Like some other software, which I'll remain nameless, is so full of hooks that you can pretty much hook any function that you want. But of course, you have some downsides to that, some rather major downsides to it, which we won't go into right now. But obviously, I don't think we're going to go that way for a long time. So, but we do want to get to a point where installations of mods could be completely automated. I think that would definitely be possible. Installation of modules, installation of new permissions, creation of tables, altering tables, chmodding files, purging the cache, purging template cache. Now, the only thing about purging things like template cache, theme cache, and image set cache, the problem with that sort of thing is that a lot of that, like if you... I ran into this with Joomla. Brad, the forum administrator, basically the server administrator for Joomla, he was always saving his template changes through the ACP, which would then save it into the database. So if I told him go purge the template cache, he would lose all his template changes because what it does is it clears your database and refreshes with what's currently in the files. And what was currently in the files was different than what was in the database.
Is there not a way to write those changes into the files?
Well, what we have right now is, first of all, to write those changes into the files, it has to be writable by the writable by the group. Like, you know how the cache directory is writable, world writable. The template directories would have to be world writable, or it'd have to be the same user group. You know, your browser would have to be the same user group, and so you know you run into some problems there. But so. Right now, I believe if it's the same, let me think. I don't know if it does this or not. Okay, so the ideal thing would be that if it was the same, this is what I proposed to Mike at LendedVision, I believe, if I remember correctly, was that if you can write it to the file. If you can't write it, have the option to FTP upload it to that server through PHPBB because, you know, we have the FTP through the updater script. You know, so we do have some FTP functionality, but if you can have that sort of functionality where, you know, you can FTP changes that you make through the ACP, then I think that would be pretty cool. But, you know, we'll see if that happens. But, you know, I don't like the idea of saving it into the database because, like I said, then it changes. Now, image sets, of course, changes for those, it makes sense to have those in the database because you have things like people will just change the logo. And the way that it changes the logo, that's fine. You know, template changes are more often. Anytime you install a mod or make a change or something like that, you're going to have – you make a template change. And then that means some sort of template refresh or some sort of reload for that particular template and something like that. So – I think the template change refreshes are going to happen a lot more often. Themes not as often because people don't always change the CSS, but when they do, then you would obviously have to refresh those. And so, you know, again, it's nice to have those in the files and not the database. And image sets are almost never changed.
Yeah.
For the most part. But yeah, so eventually we'd like to make it so that it's as automated as possible. So you know, I think chmod tag or a purge cache tag or even a run file tag, like you know, run this particular file or something like that. But whatever,
so a thing where if you're doing it in Blinky, as soon as the installation is done, it could like link you to go to the file that you need to run and install.
Right, or if you're not installing via Blinky, then it would just have a link there on, you know, maybe by the DIY instructions, either above or below, I don't, you know, whatever.
Well, having a link is kind of hard.
Assuming this tag was added, but if you added that run file, then you would have in there something like run this file in your browser, upload this file, and then run it, and then whatever it might be. You know, we'd have obviously have some sort of instructions on how to use it in case you weren't using something like Blinky.
Yeah. And perhaps one thing you can do in that case, if you're going to do a bunch of automated tags, add like an attribute to the DIY instructions tag so that you have like a set of instructions that are only to be shown if someone's not using Blinky, and then another set of instructions to be shown in every case. You know, like a toggle.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, it's like right now, you have in this particular sample file, you have chmod and open your web browser and follow the instructions in db_install.php. It's like, those would still be in there, but mm-hmm. now in Blinky, you know, it would do that automatically, theoretically.
If you want to see them again.
Right. Yeah. That's, you know, of course, assuming that those tags were added. I'd like to hear from the mod authors if they have ideas for tags that could be added, because, you know.
Is there a place they can go to, like a topic they can go to suggest tags?
Yes, there is. Well, suggest tags is really, I actually put it in the ModX feedback topic, which is on the mod writers discussion. Let's see, it's in, where is it? Okay. What do you like or not like about ModX?
Mm-hmm.
So, you could do that in there. Or you could do it in the ModX 1.2 release, whatever.
Okay.
So, one of the two ModX topics.
All right.
So Douglas writes that down for later usage for
the right now. Yes. Okay, so that's tough with ModX. Our other big topic for today was on the blog this week, a few days ago, you posted a nice big blog post about the PHPBB code wiki. And we discussed it briefly during the mod authors convention on here, but we didn't really go into depth with it. Now that you've kind of put in a post that goes into depth with the PHPBB code wiki, we thought perhaps we can take a really close look at what the wiki is, its purpose, and how people can contribute to it, and also just some of the articles that are already there that people may find useful.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we wanted to really do was encourage participation from mod authors and, you know, anybody, and not just mod authors, but really anybody who's had experience with the code base of PHPBB 3. I mean, you could have, like, say, just not necessarily a mod author, but a website administrator who is integrating some custom pages around PHPBB, or maybe he's integrating his entire site around PHPBB. Obviously, he has some knowledge to the PHPBB code base. That knowledge can be, you know, put into the wiki and supplied for others. And, you know, or you have mod authors who are particularly knowledgeable in some area in the code base that can supply knowledge for that particular part of the code that they're familiar with. And so it can be very helpful for other people if they do that. Because, you know, the big idea behind a wiki is obviously collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reason we put it up is we want the users, not just team members, to be able to collaborate on on the code base and the development code, stuff like that. So what I did was basically post on there. Some people are like, I love it. You know, the wiki's great. Now if I could only think of something to contribute to it.
Yeah. Well,
okay, so that's what I really wanted to address in the blog post. That here's some ideas for contributing to it. You know, for one thing, functions or tutorial. Well, there's lots of sites that have tutorials out there.
Yeah. Okay?
So you can take a tutorial and basically convert it into the wiki code. Convert into a wiki article. And like I told, I posted on there, so basically I don't really care if you post it in plain text because you might not know all the wiki markup or whatever. You can post it in plain text and somebody else can come along and format it. That's the beauty of a wiki. It's collaboration. So I'm looking put at the content on there.
Yeah, I'm looking at the tutorial section. There's some good ones. I love this section on Olympus for PHPBB2 users.
Basically, it only covers a few things right now, but
it's got PHPBB2 code and the equivalent Olympus code on the right, and a description on the comparison. And this could really be extended into quite a bit on there.
Yes, it could be, and that's a great thing too. You know, just because there's an article on there, certainly doesn't mean it's complete. You know, there's so much more that you can add to it. And, you know, I don't know everything. You know, I don't know all the intricacies of PHPBB2. I purposefully avoided it.
quite frankly, I'm looking at this and I'm liking this. But in terms of Olympus with PHPBB2 users, there's so many more differences that could be highlighted here than just code side by side. I mean, there's like file locations that have changed, and there's like ways to add admin panel things. Like for PHP BB3, I know enough of it to know that adding a new module to the admin panel involves a couple of files with like classes, however that's set up, versus PHP BB2, which was you add a new admin thing and three lines of code to the top of it to add the new page to it. So it's quite a bit more complex in Olympus.
Well, actually, let's see. If you go, let's see if we can find where those are. Yes. Okay, so go back to tutorials, the category tutorials. And then in the A section, you should have adding modules right there. Okay, so that's adding modules. That's for, you know, if you actually are adding a module to the administration control panel. But you know what? You need to create a module. And actually, I need to add a section on this C also. But there's another article, and I'm not sure how to get to it there from here. Well, maybe it's just the ACP.
Is there some kind of like a site, for lack of a better word, sitemap on the wiki that you can go to find every single article on the wiki?
You can do that. You know, it's going to be a lot of pages, but yes, you can do that.
It's hard to find all of them.
Okay, see down at the toolbox, it says special pages.
Yeah.
Bottom left corner. Okay, so that lists a various number of options that you can have. All pages, for example, that's one of the ones you were talking about. You know, you have categories, dead end pages.
There we go.
Double redirects, export pages, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you can go to all pages and see.
You know, it's not too many pages here. Definitely compared to Wikipedia, there's not very many pages here.
You know, I was kind of surprised. I thought they would display it in a pagination format, but I guess it didn't.
Oh, well.
Let's start out. So, So creating modules.
Mm-hmm.
See if you find that in there. You know what's kind of creating? Where is it?
Creating modules. You go to find out how do you actually create the files needed for a module.
Yes, exactly. And that shows you how to create the actual file, whether that's an ACP, MCP, or UCP module. It doesn't really matter. It pretty much follows the same structure. So creating modules, that's a nice tutorial that's in there.
The permissions page does not load properly.
Mm-hmm.
The permissions tutorial, whatever that is, gives me a bunch of errors.
Permissions?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Actually, so does parsing text.
You know what's odd about that?
What?
Okay, yeah, I see it again, too. All right, so sometimes it gives errors, and other times it doesn't. It's the weirdest thing. I have no idea why, but sometimes it gives errors and sometimes it doesn't. It's still a bug we're trying to track down. So,
yeah,
but I see it again also, and I've got to take it in there. But I'll have to wait for Mike to see that. But
there's plenty more tutorials out there, you know, and
people who have figured out how to
mod for PHP BB3. There's still many other mod authors trying to make the leap. And people like me who don't want to make the leap but are just curious about it. So
there's lots of tutorials that we have on Star Trek Guide. Tons of tutorials on Star Trek Guide. Mm-hmm. Tons of tutorials on the PHPBB modder site, which has a beerware license.
A what?
Then a beerware license. You know, it's if this tutorial helped you and you meet me in real life, you can buy me a beer. That's the beerware license.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. You have to go read it. PHPBB modders in the articles section. So anyway, there's lots of articles over there that can either be inspiration for an article on the wiki or can actually be converted over to the wiki. There's also a lot of knowledge-based articles that are based on the code.
Yeah.
Like, so there's adding pages. I should back up. There's an article on the wiki called Add Pages. There's another called, Adding custom pages. Okay, add custom page. So there's add pages, adding pages, and add custom page.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know add pages was there. But yeah, it's basically the same thing. So there's three articles that are pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like add custom page. That's a tutorial that Pentapenguin originally wrote for the knowledge base, and it was converted over to wiki code or wiki markup by someone else. And, you know, so that's a good example of someone taking a knowledge base article or tutorial and converting it over to wiki. So, and it doesn't take long to do that. What I'm doing right now is I'm going through some of the most important functions within PHP 3, or the most used functions, especially the database functions like debal.sql, connect or escape or build query, build array. And so things like build query, a lot of people don't understand that initially. If you click on the database link on the left where it says documentation, and then you click on debal.sql build query, That gives a nice formatted details, description, parameters, return values, examples, and it gives like four examples on there. So what I'm doing is converting documentation for all these functions into wiki articles and in the same format, so it makes it easy to read and whatnot. But so people can do that. They can convert tutorials, articles, tips and whatnot, things that's even – if you browse through Mod Writer's discussion forum on phpbb.com, there's lots of things that, you know, tips and things that people provide, and all those tips could be some snippet of information into the wiki. And like I like to say is, you don't have to write a whole article. You might just have something to contribute to, say, this article, this SQL build query. Yeah. Just a little tidbit of information, a tip, a note, another example maybe. You know, just it's not something that, you know, that extravagant or that huge. It might just be one line. It might just be a paragraph. Whatever it might be, it's something that you can contribute to the wiki, and that's why the wiki's there. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to do that. And hopefully we will. You know, a lot of people are like, yeah, I'd like to contribute to it. And hopefully now with the blog post that I posted, people will start to get ideas of what they can contribute and how to contribute. And one thing I encourage is if you're trying to figure out the wiki markup and you just haven't figured it out, it doesn't make any sense to you at all. Well, first of all, the wiki understands most HTML, so you can actually use HTML on there. But secondly, it's like I said, you can post text, somebody else will come along and format it. And thirdly, you can always contact me and ask me, you know, how do I do wiki markup? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll go through it with you. But there's also on the left again.
How do I do wiki markup?
well, for one thing, the easiest thing to do would be to, like, let's say you want to make a function page like this one. You want to format it pretty much the same. You just click the edit button, and you can see the markup that's actually being used there. It's not really that difficult. Obviously, you see some HTML, and then there's some wiki markup. And tables are especially a little unique. You can use table tags, but there's actually wiki markup that creates tables, and I can't really describe all those little characters. Best thing to do is actually to look at them. And, you know, once you mess with it a little bit, and there's a sandbox that you can actually play in. There's on the wiki, so you can test your wiki markup and play with it all you want without messing anything up, and that's great. Code examples, for example, are in these PHP tags. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's not really that difficult. One of the, like I said, the easiest way to do it, to learn wiki markup is actually to edit a page so that you can view the markup of an existing page that you want to duplicate.
Yeah. So, and also, don't forget that, you know, the wikis have their own discussion pages for each article, too. So, you know,
yes, they do.
If you're not sure about something, if there's something in the wiki article that you have a question about and you don't know the answer to, the discussion page is a good place to go and ask the question. And that could also help spark someone to answer it by updating the article.
Right, yeah, it's like, you know, shouldn't this be, you know, well, this or whatever it might be, it's, you know, shouldn't this be something different? And, you know, it can be discussed and then changed once something is agreed upon. So that's why the discussion exists there. It's not, of course, for support or anything. You know, people asking, okay, so I basically, how do you use this? I'm like,
not how do you use the wiki, but if there's... Like, for example, the adding modules section in our article. Yeah, if someone left something out and you want to ask a question that the article doesn't cover, ask the question. It could, and that might help someone. Someone might update the article to fix that.
It could. Yeah, and also there is, as far as wiki markup goes, there is in the navigation panel on the left, there's a help. And if you go to the help, you can see there's there's two articles that'll be really helpful there. Help formatting, which if you click on there, it shows you how to write wiki markup. Okay. And there's also how to edit a page on Wikipedia. That will basically shows you some more tips on how to edit a page and markup and things like that. So, two very helpful links there. So if you're still trying to figure out, you know, these are a couple of pages that I browsed before, you know, getting into wiki editing. So that's the beauty of a wiki. So hopefully people will utilize it for that purpose. Hopefully they'll start to contribute quite a bit to it. We have the German language that we have quite a few German contributors, so they like to translate a lot of pages or make some German documentation, and so that's fine. Now, I noticed that today there was some Italian changes that just went up. So that's oops, there it is. Okay, so yeah, Italian. Where's those Italian changes? Anyway,
I don't see them yet. At the very bottom. In other languages, there we go. You have the other languages thing up thing listed there a couple of times, so some things to fix up. All right, well, so on the wiki, I'm just going to close that out by saying, what do you think are the biggest things that the wiki could use right now in terms of contributions?
Probably
biggest articles that or thing, articles that we'd like to see someone put up, hopefully soon.
Well, it's hard to say because the wiki is really in need of good tutorials and function documentation, both. So I can't really say which one is needed more than the other. It really depends on the situation because somebody's needs for doing something within PHPBB are going to be different than somebody else's needs. I noticed there was a couple things that can kind of help you figure out what to do. If you're a, you know, if you're a mod author or somebody who is interested in contributing to the wiki, I was just browsing the Mod Writers discussion, and there's some really long topics in there. Full site integration, for example, 47 pages, and this is just all about integrating your site with PHPBB. 47 pages tells me that there is a desperate need for documentation on how to integrate your entire site into PHPBB. So I'm going to start working on some tutorials that'll actually be a series of tutorials that'll be full site integration. But anybody really who is familiar with integrating your site with PHPBB can contribute some portion to the wiki that will, you know, that'll help these people, because 47 pages, that is a lot. I mean, that's 698 replies on how to integrate your site with PHPBB. That's quite a few. Most on there is first page, show forum threads as news articles on the HTML website, basically turning your PHPBB into like a mini CMS or whatever it might be. 24 pages, 359 replies. That tells me that we need some articles on that. It's on, you know, basically taking text or taking posts and displaying them on other pages or saving them to other pages or whatever it might be. But obviously there's some needs there that you can tell. And, you know, another reason I like to do this is that a lot of times you'll go through these topics and people will be really helpful and they'll provide snippets of code, things like that. But then you have a couple of problems. Number one, some of these snippets of code I find SQL injections in. MySeq, they're using functions that aren't really allowed in PHPBB. I've seen MySQL functions used and things like that. You know, functions, it's like, okay, you really don't need to use those. There's a deval and it's there for a reason. So the documentation can really help that. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there who know this stuff and can provide that documentation that will help these people and provide it in the correct PHPBB coding guidelines format, you know. So, you know, that's another reason I'm doing it. And, you know, one thing that it does help is, like, you'll be going through the mod writers discussion. I'll see a question in there. I see if I can take an example. Okay, I don't see one in there right at the moment on the first page. But, okay, so there's a – oh, yes, custom ACP tab issues. Okay, so that question, I went, okay, so I went and I created some articles on, that would be helpful, and then I posted the links to those articles in the, basically replied to it with the wiki articles that I just created. So basically I've killed two birds with one stone. I've actually, instead of just writing the reply to the topic, I've created the wiki article out of it, so now it will help all kinds of other people, and also answer the question in the topic at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that's, those are some good examples of how people can help contribute. And I like to say that I don't really care how much knowledge or how little knowledge you have of PHPBB. There's something that you can contribute to it,
definitely,
to the wiki.
Okay.
Even you could.
Me? I could dust off my PHPBB 2 knowledge and throw that in there somewhere. All right. Well, that's the PHPBB development wiki, and of course, I looked this up. Wiki. The meaning of definition of wiki is a collaborative website which can be directly edited by anyone with access to it. So, if you guys have the access, you can go and edit the wiki and make it a really great resource. Interesting. Know where I got that definition from? Wiktionary.
Okay, I thought you got it from my blog post.
No, Wiktionary.
Wiktionary, okay.
The definition of wiki from a wiki. Okay. In keeping with us trying to make it a short show, we're going to move on to the mod and style of the week.
Yes, I have that description or the definition on there at the top of my blog post. So wiki is a type of website that allows the users and visitors to add, remove, and edit the available content.
I wasn't looking at it. Okay. Well, hopefully they're not going to remove very much content. You should be adding content, hopefully.
Yes.
All right, the mod of the week is, and David, I'm going to probably, after I'm done describing it, see if you can guess why I picked this mod. It's called Upcoming Birthday List. It is by Lefty74, and it's a nice little add-on to the built-in birthdays function in PHP BB3. And what it does is it allows you to add, how there's the box at the bottom of the home, of the board index that lists people whose birthday it is today. Well, this adds another box that will list the people who have upcoming birthdays on the index page, and there is a setting that's added to the admin control panel that allows you to set how many days in advance to display people's upcoming birthdays. So if you want to sort of get people excited, if they want to show people who have birthdays coming up, then you can do that. And incidentally enough, this is a really cool feature. It adds a thing that says users with a birthday within the next blank days, and if you actually hold your mouse over the user's name, then the actual date of their birthday will show up in the tooltip, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, so fairly basic mod, but there's something you can check out. Upcoming birthday list by Lefty74. So why do you think I picked this mod?
I think your birthday's coming up, but I can't prove it because I haven't been able to find your profile and start your guide yet.
You haven't been able to find it, but if you may remember, we talked about it a year ago.
WebMaxter87, okay.
That's right. Mine is 15 days away.
Yes, I thought I had a I know why that is. He's got a birthday.
Remember last year we actually had Eric come on the show the day after my birthday last year.
I did. Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. So.
Profile. Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
Yes. Hotshot. I'll be 17. So yes.
Yeah.
I'm young. The style of the week is Red Silver 3. This one just showed up on the styles database a week ago. It's kind of a more basic style. It's based on Sub Silver 2. However, I fell for this because it's a very bold style. That kind of shade of red's kind of cool. And while I don't have a favorite color, I always have kind of like red because that's kind of my school colors. So it's kind of fun. But it's a very, actually, nice style. He's got some nice use of some gradients there, nice contrast between the reds and the whites. He's even, actually, if you look closely, I'm not sure if he's made some very minor changes to the Sub-Silver 2 icons or not. I'm not sure. But it's certain, if you're looking for a more basic style, it's based on Sub-Silver 2, that's Red Silver 3 by Jozo Manon. I got that right.
Okay, so yeah, that is the Sub Silver two icons. Yeah. HR, slightly modified.
Kind of a cool thing on kind of a cool image in the header with a bunch of people looking at like a big magazine or something like that. Kind of cool. Looking like they're having a lot of fun. So that's this. Anyway, like I said, Rod Stover 3 by Jozo Manna, that's the style of the week.
And you're probably like, yay, another style within the styles database.
Yeah, I'm loving getting the pick out of the style database now. It's almost like I'm making up for like a year and a half worth of lost time. So, of course, links to that will be on our show notes. And that's it for this. Pretty much it for this episode of PHP BB Weekly. I think we're going to finish under an hour of all things. Amazingly
enough. Hey, yay! Finish quick.
You've had a couple.
Before we come up with another.
Still. We have a few minutes.
Finish quick so we can stay under an hour. It'll be a record for us.
We'll be okay, David. It's not a record for a short time. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, where you can find all of our past episodes, show notes for everything we've talked about on this show, and links to all of that, as well as, hopefully, information for upcoming episodes whenever we have been able to plan farther ahead in advance than 12 hours. And our forum is at StarTrekGuide.com, the PHP BB Weekly podcast forum. If you have any comments or things or suggestions or other discussion about anything we've talked about on this show, please feel free to talk on there. That's the whole purpose of it. Our next episode will be next Saturday, September 20th at the usual time, episode number 79, I Won't Be Here. And so it's been a long time since we've kind of done an episode without me, when David sort of took the helm, but I'm assuming you're probably going to see if you can get some team members on the show today, next week, and I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure you'll come up with something.
We'll see if I can kidnap some moderators and style members for a change.
Yeah, because every other time that I'm not here, you guys do a mod team takeover type of episode.
So. Oh, wait, you know what? I know. The styles team might be big enough that I can actually invite a member who will be available to do a podcast.
Styles team takeover episode.
Yes. It might be like all the other teams besides the mod team.
The anti-mod team takeover episode.
Yeah.
Whatever. You'll come up with something good for it. And so that will be next week. And, of course, PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, go to techpodcasts.com. Check them out. And so thanks for listening to this episode. We are going to be quite well under an hour, which is very exciting for David, amazingly enough.
Yes, it is. It's like that goal that is always out of your reach and you finally hit it on accident.
Yes, and that's going to be out of our reach for another few months now. Okay. So anyway, I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
And of course, remember, a successful community always begins with you. Tag, you're it. See you next week.